Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. TSFS time. Okay, everybody, I am back. I am back from Los Angeles in one piece, thank God. Oh my God. I mean, for all of you who have children, you know when you have a baby, you know, and for a while, like, you don't go out, you're exhausted, right? You are so tired all the time because you have this newborn, they're up like every 2 or 3 hours. It feels like a Vegas hangover without all the partying in Vegas. Then for the first time as adults, your baby gets going and then you actually go out and have like a good time for a couple days. And it's like, I can't even describe it. It's just like, I can't. Yeah. It's like the Vegas hangover again, only this time, I guess I did have too many drinks. Anyway, I was in LA. I will tell you all about it. Why I was there, how I ended up having drinks with the legendary Mets player and Phillies player, Lenny Dykstra, who everyone is like, how about the oddest pairing of 2021? Which I agree, except for, Lenny Dykstra, epic human being. And I'll tell you how I got connected with him. Even a DC radio station was talking about it, which I'll have to play the clip because I found it hysterical. But I think I was kind of passive aggressive online when I was talking about it. So they probably think I hate them, which probably most people do, you know. But then that's the saying of this show, really. Okay, you know. Heart of gold, mouth of trash. You know, I mean, the heart is pure, the mouth is trash. That is one of the sayings of this show. So I'll tell you all about Los Angeles, as I mentioned. Chemical peel. How does my face look today? If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe to the Sarah Fraser Show on YouTube. Does my skin look back to normal now? I was worried. Oh my God. I mean, did you see me? I had like vitiligo like you've never seen before. I mean, it was completely nuts. I mean, awful. People were actually messaging me, are you doing blackface? I was like, what? Okay, screw all of you. Okay, this is like, I'm taking two layers of skin off right now. You guys have had so many questions about the chemical peel. And I'm going to answer them all today on it. And I'm going to show a series of pictures from before and after. How long did it take? How much does it cost? Could you wash your face? Why were you cutting skin? Like literally taking a pair of face scissors and cutting your skin off. I'm doing the whole review. And then there's a couple good pop culture stories I have to talk about. Let's thank a sponsor and then we'll get right into it because, I mean, can we really wait at this point? Act on Addiction. I love working with them. It's the third year in a row. If you or someone you know is suffering from a substance use disorder, now's the time. Today's actually the day because it doesn't hurt. It's just for free. And go and listen. ActOnAddictionNow.org is the website. Their summit starts today, September 27th. It's totally free and it's virtual. It really talks about the exploration of addiction and helping to start getting you sober, group therapy, so much more. And I find with addiction, you know, obviously, I've been really open. It's impacted my family significantly. And the thing about just logging on today, if you think, you know, I just feel like my drinking might be out of control. I just feel like maybe my prescription pill medication's out of control. Whatever your drug is. Sometimes when you just take a chance and you go and listen to someone else's story, they're telling yours. And so today might be that day. If you know somebody that you think may have an issue, share this with them. Share this podcast with them. Share the website, actonaddictionnow.org. I don't care about you sharing the podcast. Share that website with them because actonaddictionnow.org has tons of free services nationwide. They have meditation courses. They have, like I said, group therapy things online that are free. They do have some inpatient treatment, which, you know, does cost money, but they can really get you started and in the right direction if you have a substance use disorder. So many of us know it's been heightened because of the pandemic, and millennials, actually, our age group, millennials are some of the people that have the highest new rates of addiction because of just the pressure, I think, of the past pandemic, being isolated. So actonaddictionnow.org, their summit starts today. Share it with someone. Maybe it's you. Maybe just think about popping in yourself and taking a listen because sobriety is the most amazing gift. I can tell you without fail, I can promise you without fail, everyone I know who has gotten sober and stayed sober has had the most amazing success I've ever seen in my life. So I love working with them. There it is. Let's talk Los Angeles. So here's something about, you know, this podcast is always about like the craziness, and I always want this show to be about like pressing on, listening to the beat of your own drum and fucking going for it, especially for women, because we're going to be criticized and our voices are going to be, you know, tried to be shut down the most. It's just sort of a society thing that we've been battling forever. So I really do this for women because I think so many people don't start their project or they don't follow their instincts because they're worried what other people will think. They're worried about failure. And then they're worried about now, you know, in the age of cancel culture, that too. I've been canceled. I'm still here. So I do, this is why, this is like some of the reasons that I do the show, right? And to make you laugh and escape for a little while. So talk about following your dream. I was in Los Angeles because I've been talking to podcast networks and just the way and how popular podcasting is and how many companies want to get into podcasting, paying podcasters. It's unbelievable. So I was there on business. It was such a great week. I decided to treat myself. The hotel fare, I mean, the flight was so cheap, right? I guess apparently no one wants to go to Los Angeles. I can understand why, because they're insane about the masks. And now you get a proof of like vaccine, like your vaccine card, which is hysterical to me because I used to get ID'd. That's beginning to fade. But now they ask me, they want proof of that vaccine card. And then I'm like, okay, here's the proof. Now, why do I still have to wear a fucking mask? Especially when it's indoor, outdoor. Answer me that. Riddle me that, okay? Enough with the damn masks, especially if everyone inside is vaccinated. And rant for another day. So I thought airfare was so cheap. I'll treat myself to a good hotel. So I went to the Petit Hermitage. If you haven't heard of it, it's like this boutique hotel. It's known for its kind of Vegas vibe and its pool scene. And, you know, Hunter Biden used to stay there a lot. Back in the day, I think when he was up to his shenanigans, which I always say to myself, I'm sure the hotel really doesn't want me to mention that part. But, you know, I mean, if there's anything about me, it's over mentioning. So stayed there. It was a blast. I was hardly at my hotel because I was doing meetings. Oh, sorry. Hold on. My boob tape is showing. Oh, God, I've bought so many dresses and now my tits like hang out of every single one because I had a baby. Oh, swear to God. So I stayed there. I saw everyone that I used to work with too in DC, all the old interns on this show and past co-hosts, AJ's there, got together with her, doing amazing, working for Comedy Central. Irene, if you're a true diehard of this podcast, Irene Walton, who you all remember, like intern, she has an amazing Irene's Kitchen on YouTube, huge following. Brendan, okay, you want to talk back like radio. This guy works in production for a major production company. So many of our old interns work there. Radio personalities, my girl Blair, who's just recently on this podcast, producer Blair. So I got together with all of them. It was awesome. Blair and I went to the Beverly Hills Hotel. I got kicked out because apparently you can't wear jean shorts to the Polo Lounge. All right, well, fuck all the way off. You know, fine. I'll go all the way back on a lift, come back. You know, she still didn't really want to let me in, but I was like, you don't have an excuse now, girl. Sat down, Kevin O'Leary walked in from Shark Tank. I didn't really have a pitch, though. I mean, what was I going to pitch? You know how there are truck nuts? I have a vag nut, you know? I mean, I have the flaming flint vag that you hang on the back of your truck, and every time it hits the tar, it sparks, you know? How about that? No? Okay, Kevin, I don't have the numbers yet. He was the only celebrity we saw. It was a quiet night. Kevin O'Leary was there. So LA was awesome, had this amazing time. And then on the flight there, because the flight's like 4.5 hours, 5 hours, I was bored and I had just watched, you know, because in my house, Schman's addicted to sports. Any sports that you can think of. I mean, if Schman could bring up his high school soccer games, you know, from 88 or whenever he was in high school, he would. Like, let me tell you, we would watch sports 24/7 in this house if he could. Okay, if it wasn't for a couple of breaks here or there for Housewives and I Love a Mama's Boy. So Schman goes, I want to watch this 30 for 30 documentary on ESPN about the Mets 1986, you know, World Series win. I was like, okay. I mean, I was like 2 at the time, you know, roughly. So I'm like, sure, all right. Anyway, it was produced by Jimmy Kimmel, who I love. And it was amazing. It was so fucking good. I didn't know any of these guys. I didn't know who Keith Hernandez was, who's been on Seinfeld, who dated Countess Luann from Real Housewives of New York. Briefly, apparently Luann wasn't that into him. And then we get to Lenny Dykstra. Now, Lenny Dykstra, I had heard on the Howard Stern show, and apparently he like loves going down on women. So he like, I don't know if, I think it was like the ongoing joke about how he wanted to go down on Robin or something. So anyhow, on the documentary, he is so hilarious. Like, he is the only one. He's like, fuck it. Like, this is what was happening. We're all doing, like, drinking, doing drugs in the back. Like, they would basically do coke all night and then go out and play, like, the game of their life, you know? So he's so good in the documentary. Just talk shit the whole time. And there's something about me. I'm attracted to an alter ego of someone who gives zero fucks. So I randomly tweeted him while I'm on the plane. I'm bored on an airplane. I watched the 30 for 30 doc. It was so good. I want to hang out with Lenny Dykstra. He hits me back on Twitter and says, all right, I guess I could make time and have tea. I'm like, tea? Screw that. Aren't we going for a drink? We go for a drink in West Hollywood. This guy, all night long. I mean, just story after story of celebrities. I mean, most of the stuff I don't even know if I can repeat, for God's sakes. Anyhow, you know, and why he's so good at going down on chicks. He lost like his teeth, I think, in a fight. Oh, when he went to jail. So he went to jail for, I think, like tax fraud or something. Ends up getting his teeth knocked out in a fight in jail. So anyway, he says that because he ended up like cutting his tongue or like almost having his tongue severed off as like a child. So when they sewed it back on, he says he has a ridge and no teeth and he's great at going down on women. Okay, well, thank you for that. You know, I mean, all right, we'll talk more about that on my podcast. So I said, Lenny, this is epic. Like, I have enjoyed having drinks. You have to come on the show. I want to hear all of, and he basically was talking about the documentary. And I'm like, it was so epic. Like, what was it like? He's like, oh, it was embellished for TV. I'm like, well, no, I want to hear all the dirt. So I'm going to have him on. Amazing. Made like $80 million in his career. Unbelievable sports legend. So he'll be on. And then, you know, people did think it was very odd. I got messages like, why are you hanging out with Lenny Dykstra? And then can I shout out the sports junkies? So in DC, the sports junkies are on 106.7 The Fan. And they actually were like, this is so random. How did she end up hanging out with him? And they talked about me on their show. And then I sort of passive aggressively was like, I think you guys are jealous because, oh, we did talk about how big Daryl Strawberry's dick was, which apparently was massive. And the irony is years ago when I was working at Hot 99.5 and we were syndicated in Tampa, I did a radio event, like a community event with Daryl Strawberry. And all I knew was he was a baseball player. I had no fucking idea he was such a legend, or else I would have talked to him all about his legendary baseball playing and his giant dick.
Remember how you went out with Lenny Dykstra? You said, did we have Lenny on the show? And then he said, sure, he hit me up if you're in town, and you hit him up. And then you know, he was looking for hookers.
Hung out with him for a night.
Yeah.
In LA, right. Yep.
Well, I saw, did you?
Oh, wait.
Sarah Fraser, who's like, she used to be like a local personality here.
Yeah, Hey Fraze.
Yeah. She tweeted him, and then she tweeted a picture. She's having drinks with him.
Oh, really? If she's having drinks with him, I know what's happening next.
He did not go down on me.
Most likely.
It didn't happen.
End up like Brian Laundry.
Yeah, right.
It was on Twitter.
And he didn't kidnap me.
He is so, he's just so beat down.
He's
all gross.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
He looks a little better when he got his teeth, right? Have you seen him since he got his teeth?
Maybe, but
yeah.
He got some new choppers.
Yeah, we got a new chopper. He literally,
you couldn't understand him when he spoke.
Right. Yeah, that's...
He was just mumbling.
I just kind of nodded, laughed.
We have audio of Lenny right here.
Yeah, I like to have a couple beers.
That's not him.
Like a Red Bull run or something?
He does sound like that.
You had to do something.
We went out on a...
Coke run?
Yeah, we went out... It was me and Ryan the Bellman.
Right.
We went out to 7-Eleven. Yeah, I think it was Red Bull.
Right.
Because he had vodka in his room. He lived in a... Well,
of course
he lived in a loft apartment above the garage of a $20 million house.
Oh.
Apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he sent us out after we got back from the Beverly...
I didn't see that.
...hotel bar where I met the owner of Jersey Mike's and his wife.
Nice.
Just hobnobbing with all the
money,
sillies.
Big dollar.
You see the picture, Drabby?
Yeah, they're definitely cozy.
They're definitely canoodling.
We snuggled for a picture.
And she tweets about her husband and her baby all the time, but that's just such a weird connection. Doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, you think Lenny cares about her new husband?
No.
Couldn't care less. Lenny Dykstra would push her husband off a cliff if he were standing up. She wouldn't care.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number.
Oh, my God. Okay, can I shout out the sports junkies? I thought that was great, but I'm so passive-aggressive sometimes and awkward online. So I put it up on my Instagram, and then, you know, I feel like I probably offended them. But I thought it was hysterical, and I can see why they thought I was hooking up with Lenny Dykstra. But I can promise you, and I would take a lie detector test, nothing went down, and Lenny needs to be on the podcast, and he can confirm that. So anyway, it was hysterical. That's what I was doing in Los Angeles. It was so hard. It was my first trip away from KJ. You know, that's the thing. Like, I think people scare you. First of all, childbirth was nothing for me. I had like a scheduled C-section. Highly recommend. The recovery after, not so easy. But I think people scare you so much about being a mom. This is my only thing. This is my only recommendation. It is like, unless you have a lot of money or support, being a single mom would be the hardest, definitely. But if you have a loving partner and you're on the fence about having a child, have a child. It's the most amazing love ever. It's such a joy. I can understand too. I always used to think, why do couples lose themselves in talking about the fucking kid all the time? Schman and I talk about KJ nonstop. We talk about Cage all the time. We have nothing else to talk about but Cage. And I love it. I don't want it to change. I'm like, oh my God, he's so cute. And Schman's like, he's so cute. And I mean, it's like our favorite conversation. Before that, I don't know. I used to just get bored and pick fights with Schman. Now I have KJ. So I highly recommend having a baby, but being away from them is so difficult because no matter what, even with your partner or husband, you just don't think that they can take as good care of you as you can take of your child, you know? And you have such a telepath. I feel like I have such a telepathic bond with KJ that I knew he was fine because I felt just completely great. But I was really nervous about going. I almost didn't go. I said, God, send me a sign. And then I was at Schman's soccer game the day before, and this ladybug landed on me. And ladybugs are very good omens. They're good omens for travelers. They're good omens for, you know, a change in your life that's going to be positive. So then I knew it was fine. But it's not easy, mamas, being away from your kid. That's the only part about the working mom. It's not guilt. It's not like when people go, oh, it's the guilt. It's not really the guilt. It's the just feel, and maybe you want to call it guilt, but I think it's more the feeling like only you can really be the best influence for your child, if that makes sense. I'm sure it makes sense to the mamas. I don't feel guilty working and showing him like I'm a working gal, you know? Like I don't have a problem showing him I'm going for my dreams. But I just, it's like no one's, I just wish I could, I almost feel like maybe I do. Maybe the next daycare, I'll have to have the camera on 24/7. I just have to make sure that they're fine all the time. And like Schman, I call him all the time. I'm like, no stuffed animals in the bed, you know, in the crib, and no pillows. And he's like, Sarah, for fuck's sake. I mean, I've never done that. Like, why are you calling me and saying this shit? I'm sorry. I don't know. Because I'm ridiculous. All right, let's thank a couple of sponsors, and then we'll talk Chemical Peel, and we'll also talk Brian Laundrie. Why have they not found Brian Laundrie, the boyfriend who is missing of Gabby Petito? Gabby Petito obviously found dead in the past week. So tragic, that whole story. My iPhone can predict what kind of shoes that I want, and we can't find Brian Laundrie? I'm blown. And then also Nick Cannon has a big revelation that I think everybody will appreciate. Our Town Audio, Our Town Podcast Studios in Northwest DC. If you're thinking about launching your own podcast, maybe you've always wanted one, maybe your company wants one, OurTownAudio.com is the website. You can email them right there. There are 24/7 recording and production facilities to the marketing, public relations, and communications community, in addition to independent podcasters, freelancers, performers, and more in the DMV. So for $100 an hour, you can rent their studio space. It's amazing. You can get a lot done in podcasting in an hour, 2 hours. They have everything full service. They'll help you produce it. They'll help you book your guests. Or if you don't want that and you already know what you're doing, boom, you can come right in. OurTownAudio.com is the website. Make email for more details. I love them. I've actually done podcasts there. They're good friends of mine. So I trust them. They're in a beautiful neighborhood in Northwest DC, located off Mass Avenue. Really great location for you and any of your guests to record a podcast. OurTownAudio.com. Rothy's, thanks to you guys, the best way to support this show always is to support our sponsors, and Rothy's has been a longtime sponsor. Thanks to you all. So Rothy's has some beautiful shoes this fall. You don't want to miss out. That's right. Nothing says fall like soft, plush merino wool. And for the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. They're incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. I love Rothy's. I own my own pair. What I love most about them is there is zero break-in time. And I love that you can throw them in the wash because I like to wear them without socks. They're that comfortable. I love the loafer. I have that style. I have the sneaker. They are really great. And if you don't own a pair, treat yourself because they're highly worth it. Not only that, they have men's styles and kids' styles. So what are you waiting for? It's 2021 and nobody has time for those uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes into play. They're all about comfort. Good news for the guys listening as well, or for your hubby or partner. Rothy's shoes aren't just for women anymore. That's right. Rothy's now sells men's sneakers and men's driving loafers. I got to get Schman a pair, honestly. Durable, washable, and better for the planet. Plus, rigorously tested for a perfect fit wash after wash. Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes, quote, a travel must have. Also, what other people are saying about Rothy's, no wonder Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has over 5,000 near-perfect reviews. So if you don't believe me, go check them out. To help you welcome fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/phrase. That's Rothy's, Rothys.com/phrase. Head to Rothys.com/phrase to find your new favorite today. For real, that is a heck of a deal. So they've never offered this before, but $20 off your order. So I love me some Rothys. Brian Laundrie, where is he? Well, John Walsh, who everybody knows from America's Most Wanted, he's not on that show anymore, though. Now he does a show on Discovery. I think it's like, I don't know, Hunting You Down, whatever. I don't know. Don't quote me. That doesn't sound like it. But anyway, he's on a Discovery ID show. John Walsh has given his theory. He says that there on where Brian Laundrie is, who we all know allegedly has something to do with Gabby Petito's death and her own fucking his own fucking parents covering for him. By the way, FBI was at their house again yesterday. Well, John Walsh says they've had three times more calls about the location of Brian Laundry. That asshole. Your time is numbered, okay? Mm. Yeah, we know. Because at some point, you're going to get bored, and you're going to get on TikTok and scroll a bunch of videos like we all do, all right? And then your ass is going to be caught, because if they can predict what shoes I want, they're going to find you. I don't care where you're at. He says three times more calls than they've ever had. The last time they had this many calls was Elizabeth Smart when she was missing, which I can't even remember what that was, like 2008, 2009. So they've narrowed it down, according to John Walsh. There's three locations. Laundry could be on the Appalachian Trail. They say that's one of the top ones because I guess apparently he's very savvy outdoors, can live outside. The Bahamas or Mexico. Now there's some rumors that the parents may have driven him to Mexico or in the direction down in the border. And John Walsh is saying that they've probably bought him 9 days. So I think what he means by that is maybe, I don't know. Let's say it takes authorities on average 10 days to find somebody. Walsh says he'll definitely be caught, but he's probably got an additional 9 days for whatever the average is until he'll be caught. So I don't know. The average might be a month. So maybe he's got a month and 9 days. Good. Get his ass, for God's sakes. Nick Cannon also says that his therapist has advised him to stop having kids and remain celibate for a while. Woohoo! Yes! Oh my God! Nick! The best advice you've got. No, I mean, good for... It's Nick Cannon's life. But, you know, if you're in the public, we all get a say on you. You know, we get to add our opinions. Nick Cannon has 7 children with, I think, 5 different moms or something to that degree. He says that he could have had a lot more, but he stopped. The women that have his children are the ones that are meant to have his kids. And, you know, he had 3 kids with 3 different women, I think, in the course of 18 months. So a lot that got a ton of attention. He says it's very Eurocentric to have just one wife. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes 2 to tango. Conception for her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. He's probably right about that. I mean, I think people are inventing their own relationships. I don't disagree with that. I think how the fuck do we know? But people were like, how do you take care of 7 kids? I will say this. I mean, unless he's providing a ton of child support, it is exhausting. Like, I could never do it without Schman. I don't know. My hat is off to any single parent, male, mom, dad, doing it by yourself, especially if you are like just working and you don't have access to like a full-time nanny or a chef or somebody to do your laundry. It is rough. It is hard out here for a single parent. So Nick, maybe it's a good idea. I wanted to also talk chemical peel. I have gotten so many people that have followed me and messaged me about this damn chemical peel. I had no idea it was going to go off like this. I really had no clue. So 2 weeks ago, if you follow me on social media, you saw, I went and got a chemical peel. I will be full disclosure, as I always am, about every client, everything, every product, everything that I do. Dr. Maya is in Tyson's Corner and Chevy Chase, Maryland. So Tyson's Corner, Virginia, Chevy Chase, Maryland. Maya Plastic Surgery is her company. She's amazing. Harvard graduate, plastic surgeon, top of the top. She's awesome, awesome, awesome. Highly recommend her. She's also been a client of mine in the past. So, you know, fully, you know, transparent that she has advertised at points with me. So I wanted to go in and get some Botox and a chemical peel. And she's like, all right, have you ever done a peel before? And I was like, yeah, I've done a chemical peel. Probably a lot of you guys have. I've even done it at a dermatologist. It kind of took off like maybe one layer. It was like flaky. And it was great. I saw like good results, but it was probably like one layer. And she's like, well, how would you feel about a 30% TCA? She's like, it's intense. It's 2 layers of skin off. But the whole purpose of it, it will get rid of fine lines and wrinkles. It will get rid of sun damage, which I have, because I love the sun. And then she said, it will also get, if you have acne, if you have bad acne, which I don't, I never have, it's great for acne scars, all that. So I'm like, all right, girl, I'm ready. Like, do it up. Like, let's go all in. So went in on a Friday. And she said, well, everybody is different. So it could take you 7 days. It could take you 10 days. Y'all, it took me 2 weeks recovery. Okay. So this peel was so intense. People were like, I've done peels before. I've never seen anything like this. I'm like, I know. It's intense. So it did last me 2 weeks. And what's the name of the peel? People wanted to know. It's a 30% TCA peel. That's exactly what it was. And what happens is it's obviously an acid peel. It's related to the vinegar family. It's very intense. I've seen online, this is a huge disclosure, I've seen online that you can buy a TCA chemical peel. I'm sure it's not the strength of what Dr. Maya gave me, but I would highly discourage that. You should never have a chemical peel without going to a licensed professional. We're in this crazy time where people you know, I know we all want to look beautiful. And my thing with plastic surgery is always how I feel about weights and like diets. Diets don't work. Plastic surgery is not going to cure your life. If you want to get plastic surgery because you feel like, oh, you know what? I want to do something to help like just like look younger, look more refreshed, just to like feel better overall about myself. Perfect. I think you should do that. But if you think that having plastic surgery is suddenly going to erase all your problems, you're never going to get fired, you're never going to get dumped again, you're going to be exempt from life's issues, it's not going to happen. So that's always my philosophy about plastic surgery. Get it. I love taking care of myself and looking good. I don't need to look 15, all right? I don't. I love aging. It's a gift. We all know so many people who are taken from this world so young, have illnesses. I'm so grateful to be happy, to be healthy. I do not care about, like, I love to joke about my age, but I'll be 40 next year. I'm so excited. I think about my dad all the time, who passed away at 49, like 10 years from where I'm at. What a gift every year is. So yeah, I love to look good, but I'm also realistic. Like, I am going to age, and hopefully I can age gracefully in front of you, and it can be fun and funny. So that's always my take on plastic surgery. So people, you know, you should never, ever, ever do a chemical peel without a doctor. Do not skimp on this. My philosophy I go twice a year to a plastic surgeon, and I invest, I would say probably on average, maybe $3,500 a year. Because Botox will run you, if you do forehead, eyes, some around the lips, it's going to run you about $1,000. Then the chemical peel, people wanted to know, how much is the 30% TCA peel? So the 30% peel, anywhere you go, is $600 to $1,000. Dr. Maya charges $1,000. I've promoted this because she is a client now. She's been a client in the past. She wanted to give all the Sarah Fraser Show listeners a discount. So if you use the code TSFS, you get $100 off. So the TCA peel is $900. Here's the thing with the peel. Call her. You have to schedule an appointment because she has to look at your skin. It's not right for everybody's skin. And sometimes you have to start with a lighter peel first, and then you go to that. Okay. So people wanted to know, you know, how long did it take to recover? And was it painful? So when I went in, and I showed this video on my social, they put this TCA acid on. It's a non-toxic acid. And it definitely, for 5 minutes, is like a kind of like a burning sensation. And I'm trying to think, it's almost like maybe if somebody held a blow dryer, like a hair blow dryer, up to your face and it was hot. And it was kind of like you'd like it to get, like, to stop. It's not terrible burning, but it's also not comfortable. Okay. So they put the acid on, you can feel the acid working, warming. It's like heat, and it's just kind of like, and they're also running a fan on you at the same time. They want to let it sit for like 3 or 4 minutes. And then she takes like a solution to kind of, I think, obviously stop the acid from working, takes that, wipes it all out. You have to close your eyes. Obviously it's acid. You don't want it going in your eyes. She applies it so easily with like a cotton swab. Okay. So it goes on like that easily on your cheeks, and it's going to turn the brownest where you have the most damage, right? To take off 2 layers of skin. So that's why, like, sometimes your skin turns a brown color, which is what it did for mine. Then after you leave the doctor's, right, she gives you nectar. So nectar was the big thing that you can put on. Wherever, if you go to a different plastic surgeon, they'll probably give you like some sort of nectar, anti-itch cream, and just like a healing lotion. You put that on. You have to stay out of the sun for the 2 weeks that it's peeling and healing. Again, some people are done in 10 days. My process from the day I got it to totally healed was 2 weeks. I'm sure you guys saw. Like, my face turned brown, looked like I had vitiligo. The skin started peeling, and people were like, how did you not peel it? How did you not peel it? Because it literally, like, a layer kind of forms, and it's almost like so thin you could just peel it off. Dr. Maya scared the shit out of me. She's like, if you peel this, you could have permanent scarring. And you know, I'm a little vain. So I was like, I'll keep my hands off. It actually was that people were like, did it itch? Did it hurt? It didn't hurt. There was one day that one patch on my chin really kind of itched. So I had to put on like an anti-itch lotion. That was the most uncomfortable time. The only other thing is it just looks bad, but it doesn't hurt it doesn't hurt day to day at all. Now, people are going to say, well, and I'm sure if you have very sensitive skin, I would talk to her about that. I don't have super sensitive skin. I'd say it's just probably normal. It's probably normal to dry skin, not acne prone, not really oily. So I didn't peel it because I was terrified that it would scar. And it's not like, it's not irritating you to the point that you feel like you have to like take this skin off, if that makes sense. Just one day it itched. But what you can do is take like face scissors or just like clean, not scissors from your kitchen that you use for other things, but like facial hair scissors that you've disinfected, and you can trim the skin as it's coming off. So I did that, which was very satisfying. It was, and that felt excellent. So I did like trim it all the time. Let's see. The other thing that was crazy I was going to say is, when you do this peel, it's intense, and I feel like no one told me this, but you can actually break out in herpes. If you get the herpes simplex virus, which is the cold sores on your mouth, which I do, because I don't know, back in the day, I guess I was like using everyone's chapstick and making out with everyone, not realizing like, hello, you can get the mouth herpes. Well, I got the mouth herpes. So because the TCA peel is intense, it can be stressful on your body. Like stressful on your skin. So I had to take, you have to take, which I actually didn't take all of them. This, valacyclovir, to stop or prevent any herpes from breaking out. So you have to take this antibiotic. Is it an antibiotic? Probably not. It's more like a tablet to stop any of that. So you take that as well. I had no side effects to this. Then, you know, the pigment changes. You could have cold sores. I never have cold sores. I never had cold sores at all. And then, you know, I just had to wait like 2 weeks. Yes, it was unsightly. You can put makeup on top of it, but I have to say my makeup did not go on smoothly. I would go out for a walk every day. You have to wear like SPF 50 and a hat. I know what you're thinking. This seems like a lot. Maybe it is, but can we talk about the results? I haven't had this baby smooth ass skin for years. With, you know, because I've been pregnant for a couple years, like with that miscarriage the first time, then with KJ. So I hadn't done any work, oh my God, in like probably 2.5, almost 3 years. The results are insane. I would do it again. I would do it again. I don't know how often you can do a TCA peel, 30%, because again, the 30% is intense. Some peels you can do like every couple of months. It is fucking awesome. When you get through those other layers, like the amount of crap it takes off, the sun damage, like look at the sun damage under my eyes. I used to have such bad sun damage. This like, boom, it removed everything. I have to tell you, the results completely worth it. If you can be a patient person, this is like for you. That, and I got a little Botox. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. She's ready to apply for the 33-year-old job. Yes. Young millennial. Young. I loved it. Can you see the after? Here's the after. Smooth skin. A lot of the sun damage around, it was all on my cheeks, which is why it pigmented so much. Gone. I got to tell you, I freaking love it. And I wear a lot of makeup too. So I just feel like getting rid of that couple of layers of skin was great. Oh, love it. Like around my chin. Oh my God, those fine lines. And the lines gone around my eyes. Because, you know, if you're out in the sun like I am a lot, you get those fine lines and wrinkles gone. Highly, highly recommend. But there's all the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is a process. It's a process. But I was like, all right. And, you know, of course, Schman was a little freaked out. He's like, I don't know. He's like, it seems weird to, like, make out with you. But, you know, Schman is like that anyway. You know, I mean, like... I would do him no matter what, but like with him, it's like, you know, the temperature has to be just right. The sun's got to hit a certain way. You know, it's like, oh my God, really? I mean, come on. I would think for a guy who's obsessed with Marvel and superheroes, I mean, look at me. I look like one of those like aliens from a different planet. You know what I mean? I look like one of those things out of The Mandalorian, you know, that frog that ate all of, or like Baby Yoda ate its like eggs. You know, I look like that. You're not into that? All the space things you're into? Loved it. Loved appeal. Never been so addicted to appeal. And the result, like, I'm ready. Even without makeup now. So anyway, there it is. I feel like there was one other, like, serious question that people kept asking me. Maybe about cutting the skin off. You can always hit me up. If you have a comment, leave it in the comment section because this is on my YouTube. I've showed you the before and after pictures all through this video. So the YouTube is The Sarah Fraser Show. Subscribe. I put out new videos weekly. You can see the before, after, the whole, like, you know, transition from start to finish, the before, the after, the middle. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments. Okay, I will get back to you ASAP. Make an appointment. You will be obsessed. Like, I even had other plastic surgeons going, oh my God, I'm obsessed with watching your skin transformation. I'm like, yeah, I guess nobody's seen anything like this. And you know, I don't care. Like, I'm not going into hiding. Who's going to take 2 weeks off? I have a job like that. Anyhow, I can be on camera basically. Well, I'm sure Fox didn't appreciate it, but oh well, sorry. I was like, I gotta work. I gotta be on Like It or Not. I gotta give Jim Lokay my 2 cents. I guess if you had a very serious high-end meeting, or maybe like if you're teaching a bunch of kids and they're like wondering what's wrong with your face, I guess that would be kind of, maybe you want to plan it for summer break, you know? But like if you're like me and you don't care, I was like, oh, screw it. Screw it. And oh, I think people asked me if you can do a peel on your neck for your neck wrinkles. I don't know. You have to go and ask the doctor, like ask the professional, go to a professional. If, you know, some people that listen to this show are uber rich, like $900 is nothing. Other people need to save up. I totally get it. I've been both spectrums. So I would say if you want to treat yourself, Botox by far and a peel are amazing. And here's the thing. I always say this too, really. And if you ask any plastic surgeon that you go to regularly, they're all going to tell you for the most part, yes, you need to buy decent products on your skin, but products are not going to fucking prevent wrinkles. It's bullshit. Like it's all marketing to you. The reality is you have to do next level shit like Botox, like peels, like injectable, like all that stuff. Your lips are not going to be plumper from a spicy lip gloss. I'm sorry. You know, you're not going to erase wrinkles with some Pond's cream. It's not going to happen. So there it is. All right. Always follow me on Instagram. It's The Sarah Fraser Show. I'll be back with a brand new episode on Wednesday. Bye, everybody. Mwah! Bye, everybody.